You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Poland's prime minister has condemned the European Union for looking into the country's recently adopted constitutional court and media legislation that the EU's executive, the European Commission, says may be a threat to democracy and the rule of law. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
The visible upset Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło told European legislators that the EU, in her words, was spending too much time on perceived problems in Warsaw. Poland has come under strong international criticism since the right-wing Law and Justice Party took power in November and moved swiftly to increase its influence over the nation's constitutional court, known as the Constitutional Tribunal. It has attempted to appoint its own judges to the top court while requiring a two-thirds majority for contentious tribunal rulings. Additionally, the government can now appoint and dismiss executives in charge of television and radio broadcasters, a move that has been condemned by human rights groups and media watchdogs as undermining media freedom. The European Commission announced a probe that potentially could see Poland lose its voting rights in EU institutions, citing concerns that the legislation violate the EU's rule of law regulations. However, Prime Minister Szydło denied wrongdoing.
Sometimes in Poland we hear voices, voices that hurt, voices which are unfair, that are unjust to Poland and the Polish government. It's possible that those voices speak out of a lack of information or possible even bad will.
Yet European parliamentarian Rebecca Harms of the German Greens disagrees.
You have taken decisions overnight that are usually discussed at length.
Poland has asked the Council of Europe to investigate its reforms. Though the intergovernmental organization is separate from EU institutions, it promotes human rights, democracy and the rule of law in its 47 member states, including Poland, explains Council of Europe spokesman Daniel Holtken.
Usually what happens is that the country enters into a dialogue, and if changes are recommended, it will have to take those recommendations on board.
The EU's possible actions against Poland comes amid wider concerns over an alleged crackdown in Eastern Europe on human rights, after rights watchers said Hungary took similar steps. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.